This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Several hundred high school students from eastern Massachusetts rallied at the State House today. They were calling for action on gun laws. They went to Beacon Hill in solidarity with students from Parkland, Florida, but they have their own goals in mind for Massachusetts, despite the fact that the state has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country. WBUR's Carrie Young was there for the student protest and joins us in the studio now. What was the crux of the message the students had, Carrie?
Well, here in Massachusetts, the students were demanding several things of their lawmakers, but the biggest and most feasible in their eyes was getting an extreme risk protective order law passed. There are two bills up for consideration, and if such a law passes, it would allow police through a court order to immediately, though temporarily, seize any guns from someone who is deemed to pose a risk to themselves or others. Now, these laws are controversial, with some gun rights activists saying they fear that these bills would unfairly prevent someone with a temporary mental health issue from ever owning a firearm. But that kind of reasoning really didn't sway most of the students I talked to today. I did speak with one 17-year-old from Somerville named Valerie Farley. She was holding a sign that said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness with the word life in bold. And she took issue with gun rights activists' narrow focus, she called it, on gun rights.
Because a lot of people talk about like why people should be allowed to have guns because it's a right. With the sign, I was emphasizing that like everyone has the right to be alive and that should be more important than like owning a gun.
Could you tell us about the rest of the day? Because I know you were tweeting about the students attending some kind of advocacy training right down near the Common before they went to the State House. What was that about?
Yeah, well, for most of these kids, this was the first political act that they've ever really done. Most had never even talked or met their representatives. So organizers thought, you know, to get the most out of this swell of support among students, they should give them a crash course of sorts on how to approach lawmakers. They did enlist some help from folks with the Massachusetts Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence. They ran through a few pointers like, you know, always be polite and really focus on making pretty much any legislator you talk to your friend or your ally in hopes of getting the most out of the meeting. Then the kids heard from Marjorie Decker and David Linsky, the legislators sponsoring the extreme risk protective order bills. They just described how these bills are making their way through the legislature and where they are in the process.
How about at the State House when they eventually moved up the hill? What happened there?
Well, they started out with a short rally, a little bit more chanting, and then patiently they made their way through security one by one. The first stop, though, was to a large auditorium after security, where at least 20 legislators, mostly Democrats, listened to several student speeches, and they were eventually point-blank asked by the kids if they would ever vote yes on these laws. To which they got a resounding yes. Now, that wasn't quite enough for most of the students there, though. Most broke up into smaller groups and knocked on individual legislator doors after that, like Senator Barbara Letalian. She told the kids while she definitely supports stricter gun laws, she also recommended the kids take their efforts beyond Massachusetts.
We really regulate and background check here in Mass, but you can go up to Salem, New Hampshire, and instead of going to the mall, go buy yourself a gun and bring it on back, you know? So that's the challenge, I think. A lot of it is we do a very good job. How do we bring other states up to do close to what we're doing?
Now, I also followed a group of about 15 kids to Governor Baker's office. He wasn't there, but the kids did get to speak with one of his aides, who took notes and even a phone number of one of the leaders of today's march. And they asked him to have the governor call her with their responses to their questions.
So what do the students plan from here on out?
Well, the main thing I heard from especially organizers of this event was that they wanted to keep the conversation going. I managed to catch up with Charlotte Lowell, a 17-year-old from Andover, and she pretty much led all of the activities today. But she told me the goal was to keep up the pressure on lawmakers.
I hope that we captured legislators on camera committing to actually taking action. Their words were inspiring and powerful and also a little bit convoluted and circumnavigating the real questions. So I'm really hoping that representatives and legislators will realize that we're serious about this. And if they don't take action right now, we'll be back.
And then, of course, the next major plan of action is the March for Our Lives on March 24th, which they say they'll be back for.
Okay, thank you. Carrie Young reports for WBUR's Edify team, which covers education issues. Thanks, Carrie.